Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We happened to speak last week about shootings, but we had a couple incidents where there were drive-by shootings. Multiple people ended up getting hurt. You had mentioned something to me, though, that you have weekly conversations with the commissioner. What are some of those conversations regarding? And, you know, is one of them, I guess, to kind of implement some sort of like task force to fight gun violence?
We go over data, strategies, the work that our police department are doing on a weekly basis with the police commissioner, deputy commissioner, and other members of the police management. Our police officers are working hard every day to keep our city safe. There have been a number of arrests with some of these incidents, which we're very pleased by. We're seeing increased cooperation from the public. The public feels that enough is enough, and the public has really been very supportive in working with our police department. And we have started the BPD Neighborhood Engagement Team, BPD.net, which is a way to further engage the public, to build community police relations, which is helping to generate more information to the public. That is a 100-day detail. It's moving very successfully at this point, close to 2 weeks in. So we feel good about the work that our police officers are doing, but clearly any one homicide, any one shooting is one too many, and our officers are working hard every day to solve crimes that have occurred and to try to prevent future crimes from happening.
With it being warmer out, crime is naturally going to become more on the rise. What type of direction do you give the Buffalo Police Department as to how they should go about handling situations over the summer? Do you put more people out on the streets in the summer? Do you have them go about different ways?
Yeah, we do. We put more people out on the streets. We increase police presence and patrol in areas where we've seen some spikes in crime. We come up with specialized plans based on activities that our police department are seeing. So we do a variety of different things to address public safety concerns in the community. Our police department is very hardworking. We've got very creative minds in the police department, and every day they are about the business of trying to keep our community safe. Feel good about the work that they are doing, and as I indicated, citizens are getting more and more involved. They're providing more information to our police officers, our police department, and that's what we need. We need the community police engagement, because that helps to make a safer community.
Is it a gang problem that's happening here in Buffalo that's causing, you know, these shootings lately?
There are certainly some low-level gang activities. Much of the shootings that we see are as a result of some of those activities. Probably 98-99% are all targeted individuals that are known to each other, and our police department is getting good leads, following up on leads, and getting good information from the public. I want to ask the public to keep that information coming. If you know something, if you see something, please say something.
I know social media has also played a big factor in things. You know, somebody writes something over the winter, and then the person who feels that they were insulted will act on it during the spring or summer. How do you handle those social media instances, and can Buffalo Police stay ahead of the curve?
Well, that's why the community engagement is so important. We need to educate people that these slights on social media are meaningless. That's not a reason to retaliate, to hurt someone, to escalate tensions, to escalate violence. We're spending a lot of time with young people, hiring a record number of young people this summer. We're spending the most that the city has spent in its history on summer youth employment, continuing to work very closely with organizations like Peacemakers and SNUG that work hard every day on violence prevention in our community. So there are a full range of different things that we do in the summer months, recognizing that when the weather gets warm outside, there are going to be spikes in violence and crime. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.